Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Tzadik Gimel in the Oizvader edition, Perek Chi Aloch Hey, right after the Mishnah. We're starting at the Gemara. The Gemara is referring to the beginning of the Mishnah that we learned that a person needs to say to bless Hashem for bad and for good alike. Says the Gemara, how do we know that? The Bracha B'Shem Blevi Hashem V'Atam Morim Le'Oilom Hashem Le'Oilom Yotcha Le'El Yoyno. Kishbohu's hand is up there, meaning is always correct. Everything Kishbohu does, he does in a way that we have to come and say thank you to Hashem. Usually, when a regular king, a human being king, sits and does a din, when he allows the defendant to live, everybody praises him. But when he judges to death, people some come and judge and ask, maybe the king did not do the right judgment. Lama? Means many times a king punishes many people together, even though not everybody deserves it. Which means to say that always what Kadosh Baruch Hu does, he does it for the good, with the right reasoning, and therefore we have to mevorach Hashem for both, for Ro and Toivo. Says the Gemara, Rav Chuna b'Shem Avachol brings another pasuk. Le David Mizmor. David says, Chesedu Mishpot Ashiro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Chesed Mishpot. He sings, Lecho Hashem Azameiro. Says the Gemara, Omar David v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im Chesed to yisei mi. If you do Chesed, do give me more than I deserve. Ma'ase Chesed Ashiro. I'm singing. V'im Mishpot to yisei mi. You punish me with Mishpot Ashiro. I still sing. In any case, I'll be mezamer to Hashem. Meaning that put on the pasuk, Elokim al dovor is mehalal Hashem with the name Elokim, and is mehalal Hashem with the name Hashem. What's the difference? Bein al midas adin, bein al midas rachmim. The name Elokim represents midas adin, judgment, and the name Hashem represents midas rachmim. And in both cases, halal dovor will always be shabeach to Hashem. Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan say, bring another pasuk. Kois Yeshuois Eso uveshem Hashem Ekro. He picks up the cup and he praises Hashem. When there is a Yeshua, when there's a Savior, Tzara v'yogun v'insa, there will be Tzara, there's Yogun. When bad things happen, still uveshem Hashem Ekro. Benka hu benka uveshem Hashem Ekro always calls the name of Hashem, always praises Hashem. Omar v'idu en pilo, hu shiyuv Omar, what you have said, Hashem Nosan Hashem Lokach. Hashem gave, Hashem took away. In both cases, he shame Hashem Mevorach, Mevorach Hashem for both. Kashem Nosan Berachim Nosan. When he gave, it was Berachim. Kashem Lokach Berachim Lokach. When he takes it away, it's also Berachim. It's also with mercy, because that's what a person needs. Velohoidu Kashem Nosan Lenimlech Bebriyo. Kashem Boku gives, when there's Chesed, he doesn't ask anybody, he just gives. Kashem Lokach Nimlech Bebdinoi. But when he takes, then he comes and asks the Beis Din Shalmalo to agree with his judgment. Whenever it says the word Vahashem in the Pasuk, who ubeidinoi? It means him and his Beis Din. The main Pasuk of all is Vahashem diber alecha ru'ah. And that Pasuk before that it says that the Novi says he sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu seeing with Beis Din Shemala. And then it says Vahashem. So you see, whenever it says Vahashem, it refers to Beis Din Shemala. Says the Gemara, Asei mi'avo v'asei mi'iro. Sometimes a person should do what he needs to do because of Avas Hashem. Something that she didn't need to do because Yiras Hashem. Two different incentives for a person. As the Gemara explains, Asa me'avo shim baso lisno. You want to do something wrong. You want to hate. Da keta oyev. You should know you love. Vein oyev soine. A oyev does not love, that does not hate. Asa me'iro shim bata livoit. You want to come and not listen to Hashem, so to speak, to kick and betray. Da shata yorme. You're scared. You have fear of Hashem. Vein yorme mevait. The yorme does not betray, does not rebel. Meaning we have a different incentives for a person how to be misgaber to overcome his yetzer hara. The Reb Chaim adds over here that it goes together. When a person is forced to do something because he's afraid, many times he does it, but he doesn't do it with happiness. He does it as if someone forced him. So that's why I say, remember you love Hashem, so you should do it with enthusiasm and happiness. And on the other hand, when someone does something mehavo because he loves someone, he does something for somebody else, he doesn't have to do it. So then sometimes he slacks out. That's why we say, as semi-hero, you should be scared, you should have fear, you should have awe to come and do it the right way. That's why you have to have the combination of both. Says the Gemara, Shiva Purushim. There's seven types of people that are Purush, the Kim Mitzvahs, Some of them good, some of them bad. Porish shichmi, porish nikvi, porish kizoi, porish mahanachya, porish edach avasiv eseno, porish shira, porish ava. These are the seven pushim, and the Gemara now is going to go and explain each one. Porish shichmi, what does that mean? Ton mitzvaso al kisvo. Meaning he's going around doing mitzvahs, but he's doing it in public. Puts it on his shoulder to show everybody that he's doing the mitzvah. That shows he's doing with gaiva. Porish nikvi, what does that come to mean? Akifli ve'ono ovid mitzvah. He's asking his friend to lend him money so he could go do tzedakah. So he doesn't take out his own money. And again, as a din of gaiva, he's showing everybody here, I'm taking money from somebody else to give to tzedakah and I'll pay it later. Porush without tzedakim obeis. Kizoi, what is that? What is kizoi referring to? Says the Gemara, Ovad chad choiva v'chad mitzvah u'mikazez chado b'chado. Person does an aveiro, does a mitzvah, he says, you know, they cancel each other. So that's why he justifies to do bad things, because he has good things to cancel them. Porush ma'anach, what is that? Man de'isli me'anim man ke'ave mitzvah. Whatever I have, I'm giving for mitzvahs. Meaning a person says he's spending all his money to do mitzvahs, again, to show people that he's doing the mitzvah, he's doing it just to show off. Porush edach avasi ve'eseno. What does that mean? A person who says, Hai dai chavoso avadis, this aved mitzvah kavoso. So he, similar to what we said before, he says, what did I do wrong? I'll do a mitzvah to fix it. The earlier one is someone does an aveiro, he doesn't care because he can do a mitzvah against it. Here we talk a person that doesn't do it lechatchil to do an aveiro. But once he does an aveiro, he's looking for a mitzvah to fix it, and he uses the mitzvah just to fix his aveiro. Porush yira, a person who does mitzvahs from yira, that's ke'iyoiv. Yira had fear of Hashem. Porush avo ke'avrom. Avraham Avinu, he was the ultimate porush avo with love. En lechachovi mikulam ela porush avo ke'avrom. Nothing like the best way to worship Hashem is Porush Avo. From Avinu, Asai Tzahara Toif. He was able to convert, to change the Tzahara to be good. Tachdim Matzah says, Levavo Ne'emon Lefanecho. Levavo means two hearts that both are Ne'emon Tachodesh Bochu. Omar Vacho, Vehivsid, the Reb Chaim fixes it, Vehivshir. He did a pshar with the Tzahara, and he brings a pasuk, Vekoris Imoy Habris. That there was a Krisas Bris, a covenant they did the Yitzhara to the Oshta Yitzhara should worship Hashem. Aval David lo ayah echol amoid boy. David was not able to convert the Yitzhara. Ve'ara goy bilvavo, he killed it in his heart. My time was the source, ve'libi cholol bekirbi. As if he says, I have death in my heart. What died? The Yitzhara died. Selimor Akiva avakai mitin kumei tonostrophos arosho. Akiva was being judged to death, was being killed. In front of the resources of Russia, and the Bible is brought down that they were torturing him, and he was about to die, as the Gemara says in a moment. The osos onto the Kriyashma came the time of Kriyashma. Shori, he started Kori Kriyashma. He started saying Kriyashma, the Gochach, and he started laughing. Omalei sabo icherishat imivad bisurimat. He told the old man, either you're a cheresh, a wizard, a person who deals with sorcery, or mivad b'yisurimat, or you're just doing it to upset me. Omele tepach ruche de'u gavro, it's an expression, lo yicherishano ve'lo yimivad b'yisurimano. I'm not that, I'm not neither of these things. So the reason I'm laughing is not because I'm not suffering. Ela kol yoyme karisi posuk ze every time I read Krishma. V'hayiti mitzta'er v'oyme matay yavo shloshtom liyodi. I was always afraid, I was always wondering, when will I have all three concepts of this mitzvah, of the posuk of Krishma, when can I fulfill all three? It says in the pasuk, "V'hatav shemokecho bechol levovcho uvechol nafshecho uvechol moidecho." So says Rabbi Akiva, "Re'achamtia bechol libi." I did love him with all my heart. That's bechol levovcho. "V're'achamtei bechol amoini," and I loved Hashem with all my money. That's bechol moidecho. Uvechol nafshi lo avabdikoli, but I wasn't sure I'll be able to withstand a nisayon when they're taking my soul away, when they're killing me. Kadoin the mas bechol nafshi. Now it's time that they're killing me. Figi as my kriyasho v'loy iflagodati, and I still did not change my mind, did not waver from worshiping Hashem. L'fum kena nekori v'gocha. That's why I'm reading Shema and I'm laughing that I was able to be mekayim kriyashma even in this condition. Lo yispik l'mar at shepor chodishmos. I didn't finish this whole sentence, and Rabbi Akiva was nifter. So the Nechemia Musoni Shimish Rabbi Akiva is 3 and 2 shono. Chemesoni was a Talmid Rabbi Akiva for 22 years. Vilimdo and he taught him many of the drushes of Torah. Esi megamim ribuyim, how es and gam in the Torah is coming to be rabbit. Achim virakim yutim, and how achim virak is coming to be mit. What's the word of the pasuk that says Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro? It says you have to fear Hashem. It says Es. What do you get cut to add there? The Gemara in Bavli brings that Nechemiah Musani or the different gears of Shimon Musani. Tashem all Esim Shema Tiro. He did Yerusha for every Es in the Tiro. When he got to the pasuk of Hashem Elokecha Tiro, he was Poyrish because he said, "How can I dash? How can I add anything to the fear of Hashem?" So Gemara here says Omelei Oisoy Ves Tiro Soy. The fear is to Hashem and the Torah. The Bavli brings the answer that es l'rabos tamei chachamim, and the Marapulda here says it's really the same because the ones who carry the Torah are the tamei chachamim. The Gemara goes on and says like adam roisha keneged charmi, so a person should not act in a mechubadik way, in a respectful way, in front of the doer beis hamikdash. So Gemara explains tani hamatil maim, someone who urinates. He should face the north. He does gdoilim. He should face the south. Meaning, he should not be facing east or west, because then one side of his will be klape beis hamikdash. He should be facing north or south. Now, we're saying over here that a person who's urinating, he should be facing north, because then his south is covered. And the south is what's called yamin, the right, when in the concepts of the Gemara. And that's why you want to be more tzanuach towards the south. When he's doing gedolim, it's the opposite. Then he should face the south, so his what he's megala, what he's revealing, it will be behind him, will be to the north. All this is that you have to be careful not to face east or west, because you're not going to be in front of Beis HaMikdash. It's only when you're very close to Beis HaMikdash, from the place called Tzayfim, which is a certain area outside of Yerushalayim. So from there, towards Yerushalayim, that's when you're not allowed to face east or west when a person goes to the bathroom. Rabbi Akiva Omer b'chol mokum, every place in the world. As long as there's no wall. So then he has an open space going towards Beis HaMikdash. But if he's covered with a wall, then I have no problem. So the Gemara Tanya, Meisich Raglov, Lo Yiten, Porov Lamizuch, V'acher Lamarov, a person who is urinating should not face east or west. El Hatzdodim, go to the other sides. Rido Oimim B'Shas HaMikdosh. That's only when Beis HaMikdosh is Kayim. Reis Oimim in Hatzayfim V'Lifnim. As we said before, only from the place called Tzayfim towards Yerushalayim. Rekiv Oimim B'Chol Mokoyim. Every place, a person should be careful with this. Ulevat Shein Shepoi Koyislam, as long as there's no wall. But if there's a wall, there's no issue to face the east or the west. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brochus, Dav Tzadik Gimel.